we come this morning, our Heavenly Father, together ourselves in the house of the Lord, to preach and sing and praise thy name. Oh, Father, we come this morning as an empty pitcher before a full fountain. We come, our Heavenly Father, that you would fill our soul with the Holy Spirit. We know, our Heavenly Father, that you have brought us all the way. You have brought us, our Heavenly Father, from yesterday until this present time. Oh, Father, you light us down on our bed to sleep last night, Jesus. And the bed that you light us on was not our cooling bowl. The kibble that we covered with last night, Jesus, was not our winding sheet. Oh, Heavenly Father, you rose this morning in a cool world with the wind blowing upon our wicked limbs. Have mercy to Jesus. We know, our Heavenly Father, that you is God. And we know that you got all power in your hand. We know that you can defend the Jesus. And we know that you will destroy. Have mercy to Jesus. Oh, Lord, we know that mercy is our strangest thing. Sometimes our Heavenly Father suit our sorrows. Suit the pains, our Heavenly Father. Have mercy this morning. Oh, Lord, we know, our Heavenly Father, that you've been good to us. You've been better than we've been to ourselves. Have mercy to Jesus. The thing you told us not to do, we made haste to do them. But we come this morning, Jesus, praying in thy name to forgive us for our sins. Have mercy this morning. Oh, Lord, we ask you to go along with us, our Heavenly Father. Prop us up on our knees inside and fill us up where we torn down. Have mercy this morning. Oh, Lord, remember the preacher man this morning. Go with him, our Heavenly Father. Stand by me, Jesus. Have mercy this morning. Have mercy this morning. Oh, Lord, remember this church this morning, Jesus. Stand by thy Heavenly Father. We know that you can, Jesus, if you will. You made us one by one, and you know all about. Have mercy this morning. Oh, Lord, go with this group this morning. Spend to my Heavenly Father. Have mercy this morning. Oh, Lord, before I go into this prayer this morning, as you, our Heavenly Father, search our hearts one by one. Find the thing they sin. Want to remove it all, our Heavenly Father. Cast it out and seal forgiveness. So it won't come upon us in judgment day. Have mercy this morning. Oh, have mercy this morning. Oh, Lord, somebody needs you in the hospital this morning. Somebody needs you on the highway. Somebody needs you in our home this morning. Have mercy this morning. Oh, Lord, remember all the mothers and fathers. Remember all the children, our Heavenly Father. Born to different homes, our Heavenly Father. For Jesus' sake, have mercy this morning. We're going on the last mile of the way. We can't run no more. We can't feel the cool wind blowing upon our wicked limbs. We can't feel the blood running between our veins. Oh, Lord, we're going to our room to come out for the last time to Jesus. Don't be done with us. Forgive us a home in thy kingdom. And praise thy name. And bless nice in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's church say amen.
Amen.
Long as I know I have got a seat in the kingdom, that's all right. And that is true.
Amen. That's
so true. Now, I am Lord. I seem as though I'm in the wrong place. But I know that I do have a seat in the kingdom. And that is all it means. I am here this morning to present the speaker, a man that I know very well, a Christian-hearted gentleman. He belonged to the Church of God by faith. He is connected with the Masonic family, which represents Christians. He's the president of this United Male Corps. And he don't need no introduction, because I think maybe he should be introducing me instead of me introducing him, because he's up before people all the time, all over the county, all over the state, singing and praising God. And without any further preliminary, we're going to present to you Deacon M.H. Hollis to bring you the message this morning. Thank you.
All right. truly, one day I want to ride that glorious train. Let us bow our heads. This morning, our Heavenly Father, we come as obedient children to Thee. We come in and thanking Thee for another year's run. We know, Heavenly Father, sometime the way was dark. Sometime the road was rough. But we made it in a hurry. We know, Heavenly Father, the sun wasn't shining each and every day. But we remember, Heavenly Father, and we know that you had to bore a cry, a Lord yourself. And we know there is a load for each and every one. That if we intend to make it in God's kingdom. And we want to thank you, Heavenly Father, for the rough. We want to thank you for the good. Because it all, it takes it all, Heavenly Father, to make it in. We want to thank Heavenly Father for the rain and so the sunshine. We want to thank you, Jesus. We know, Heavenly Father, sometime our bodies was right with pains. Sometime, Heavenly Father, we were heavy loaded, but we made it in a hurry. And we are glad this morning. For there's hundreds and thousands started out when we did, Heavenly Father, they're cutting off this morning. They ain't able to thank you, Heavenly Father, for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon them. They ain't able, Heavenly Father, to go down this morning and say, thank you, Jesus, for giving us another chance. We don't know what the future will bring. But we do thank you, Heavenly Father, for what we have come over. We only live this life day by day. And we want to thank you, Heavenly Father. When this life tedious journey is ended, we ask you, Heavenly Father, for our home and your kingdom. Your servant's prayer. Amen. We want to say good morning to each and every last one of you this morning. We are happy to be here to give you our little short address. The mail course for serving them one more year. You know, it's a great honor. Two, it's a headache. Two, it's a lot of worration when you is leading. You got to think a lot of times when others are sleeping. And if you don't have God on your side, sometime you'll make a mistake. You'll let the devil fool you. But it's one thing I want to say about this United Mail course. I was in an accident on the 17th of June. And it was the hands of God that brought me out. If you was to go to Ocala and look and see the car that I was driving, you would say, how in the world is that man standing in front of us today? The car is a total loss. And how did they take me out of that car? As close as it was smashed together, I don't know. But it was the hands of God. And I can truthfully say, from the depths of my heart, that this mail course didn't spare no pain, it didn't spare a moment of that time, looked like to me, from looking after me while I was in the hospital or sick around the house. It was some of them there all the time. I told them once, I say, I didn't think you all loved me, but I know you love me now. You know, a person ain't got to be around you all the time when you're getting along all right. but show that the love that they have for you is when you need them. Truthfully, I can say that this meal course have showed to me that they thought a lot for me, that they loved me, they stuck by me in the hospital. When the doctors would carry me through tests, there was somebody by my side. And it was one of the meal course men. And when they wasn't there, they were calling to find out to see where I was at. Or what I was doing, how I was getting along. My sister, she came up to see me. She says, brother, say you don't need me around. Say you got enough friends around you. Say people is really is looking after me. You must be living the life. And I want to thank the Lord for it. You know, if you let your light shine and do unto all as you would have them to do unto you. When you need somebody, God will send somebody. He'll send somebody. You don't know where they're coming from, but he'll send somebody. You may not know their name, but he'll send somebody. And truthfully, I can say he sent some of the male coast men. Our theme this morning is leaning. Our theme song, rather, is leaning on the everlasting arm. And our motto today is working, which they have it down here as a theme too. Working together in unity. It didn't stop and say just work. It said work in. Continuing. Working together in unity. And truly, you can't work together in unity unless you love. You got to have a heart full of love to work together in unity. And when you're working together in unity and have a heart full of love, truly you can lean on the everlasting arm. You don't have anything to worry about. You don't have anything to fret. Yep, because truly, for the way it seems dark, all you got to do is to lean on the everlasting arm. We know sometimes trials come. Tribulations come. But if we are working together in unity, and have a heart full of love, truly we can lean on the everlasting arm. You know, you can have this world for the good. You can have a tongue, a voice to sing like an angel. You can have anything you want of all of your surroundings. But if you don't have love, you don't have love. You can have your name written in every church it is in the United States. But without love. And what brings about love is truly being born again. You got to truly be born again. You got to let something take a hold on you inside. You know, the place that you can't see, you got to, that Jesus can look down in. You got to let him come in and wash you and clean you up that you can have a heart full of love. You can't do it alone. You can't do it with a word of mouth. You can't say that you is a Christian and living the devil each and every day of your life. You can't say that you're a Christian and hate not only the next person next live next to you, but you can hate one live in New York. You can hate one live over across the water. I'm sorry for your convert. I'm sorry for your religion. I'm sorry if you say you've been born again. Because how can you say that you are born again and love Jesus and don't love the person that you walk, talk with, and see each and every day of your life? It's a mistake somewhere. If you can't work together with me here, how in the world are you going to work with me when we get over yonder? If you can't sing with me here, if you can't have a heart full of love for me here, how can you do it in God's kingdom? We got to learn, we got to learn to live together here in this present world.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Not only with the peoples in your church here, but we got to learn to love each and everybody all over the world.
Amen. That's so true. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We got to work with peoples all over the world.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I was working with some people the other day, and they were talking. I said, wait a minute. Not yet. Don't say that.
Amen.
Or don't do this. The time is not yet come. If you get God in here, he will fight the battle for you. You don't have to worry about anything.
Amen.
Because truly, he'll fight that battle.
Amen.
And regardless of what you say, right is going to win.
Amen.
Right is going to win.
Amen.
Now, I don't say that the male courts have been smiling the 3 years that I have served them. But it's one good thing if you got Jesus.
Amen.
You can talk and reason with a person.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
You know, if you know anything about the Lord, all you got to do is to pat the person on the shoulder and say, wait a minute.
Amen.
And if he got any God about him, he'll wait and listen.
Amen. Show love.
Then you can reason together.
Amen.
Come, let us reason together, says the Lord. As long as we can reason together, you make everything all right. Truly, I want to say to the male court this morning, or this afternoon, that I have enjoyed working with them. And if I don't be the president for the next year, I'll do my best to work with them. And the meekness of spirit, showing that I have God on my side.
Amen.
Showing that I have love in my heart.
Amen.
Because I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord.
Yeah.
Than to dwell in the tent with the wicked.
Yeah.
Truly, I want to say this morning, I want to thank you once. I want to thank you twice. I want to thank you out the depth of my heart, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Mayor Cole.
Thank you.
let the church say amen again. Now, it's a good thing your life is not in my hands. You better try to keep your life in God's hands. Because if it was in my hands, I don't know what would happen. Yeah. You're getting along very nicely. And we certainly enjoyed this wonderful talk from Deacon Hollis. He made a great talk. He said some true things I know. This is a fine group of men here. And they're standing by him 100%. And as he said, it's kind of a headache to be a leader. But if you got God on your side, you don't know a lot of time how things come.
Amen. That's true.
But they will come.
Amen.
So let us stand hard by this group today.
Amen.
And help them put over this wonderful program.
Amen.
Throughout until it's through with today.
Amen.
Thank you very much.
I want to thank Gail with our respond behind in the absence of Brother Nathaniel Hall. We're out in a long preliminary. We know we are running behind schedule. But as he said, if our lives were in his hands, I imagine we would get a footing this morning.
Amen.
For running behind. But as our life is in God's hand, he knows our heart. Without any long preliminary, right here, the Reverend Thornton is going to bring us our morning message.
Amen.
Reverend Thornton.
Let us stand and repeat the 23rd Psalm, please. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you. You may be seated. We're going to ask that the choir give us for our consecration hymn, Amazing Grace.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Know that's a soul conditioner.
Amen.
To get us in the right attitude.
Amen.
For service.
Amen.
You know, to make yourself ready for service.
Amen.
It's quite a job.
Amen.
You've got to examine yourself.
Amen.
You've got to look around. Just like the eagle picking out his loose feathers.
Amen.
So he can fly free.
Amen.
Without the dead weight on him.
Yes.
Let us sing with the choir, with the chorus, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. That's it.
Yeah.
To the program committee for inserting our name on the program. And I think it was a year ago I was up in Gainesville with them.
That's right.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
We had a lovely session there, and the spirit ran high.
Amen.
You know, when we come to church, we don't come to serve the Lord.
Amen.
We're supposed to be and already done that.
Amen.
When we come to church, we come to praise Him.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's right. Thank you.
Send up praise and thanks to the throne.
Amen.
Did He let us live?
Yeah.
Now, He know we ain't going to give Him our whole heart out there. But you go to a certain place that has been laid aside, consecrated, cleansed, and such.
Yeah, yeah.
To send up adoration.
Yeah.
You know, there's certain places you can't even carry a radio.
That's right.
Because you can't get clear reception.
Yeah.
When you come to church, I think your heart should be fixed.
Yeah.
When you walk on the ground.
Yeah.
I think your mind should be clear.
Yeah.
When you walk on the ground.
Yeah.
Your conscience clear.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Such. Then you can get a clear reception from heaven.
Yeah.
This is where we come to hear from heaven.
Amen.
You can't hear no other way.
Amen.
You just can't hear.
Amen.
Now we can send the timbone up there.
Yeah.
But the invoice will come back to the preacher.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hear what I say?
Yeah.
I said the invoice will come back through the preacher man.
Amen.
We're here today to serve. We're here today to serve in this capacity, praising God. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a mighty fine thing. That you turn aside to come to the house of God today.
Amen.
There are so many people in the streets.
Amen.
Making mockery.
Amen.
Of themselves today.
Amen.
Trying to gain earthly things.
Amen. Amen.
When Christ said, what is it to gain? If
Amen.
You get everything in the world and lose your soul. It ain't no good to us. So what we got to do is to lean on the everlasting arm. Now time is just about gone for the for everything, and there's been a whole lot said, and I'm going to finish saying what little bit there is to say now, and we're going to go down. We're going to call your attention to these words. The subject this morning, ready for service.
Amen.
We are ready for service.
Amen.
The text would be found in Isaiah, and it reads like this. Hear, my Lord, send me. Hear, my Lord, send me. You know, that sound like a man that was ready to go wherever to. Now, when you volunteer, now that's what God wants.
Amen.
Yeah. Don't somebody have to dig him up out of the ground or away from somewhere to go do his bidding? You must volunteer.
Yeah.
Like these men volunteered and come together. Did nobody make them do that?
Yeah.
There ain't a law in the world that'll keep them together a year to do what they're doing now.
Amen.
It's just time for them to come out. And do something for the master.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, everybody got a job to do.
Yeah.
Whether they do it or not, they got
yeah.
a job. They're responsible for something in the world.
Yeah.
And but whether you do it or not, that's up to you.
Yeah.
But there is a day coming.
Wow.
Like they said there, they were singing there, meet me at the river.
Amen.
It's going to be a great meeting at the river for some of us. If we don't do the job that God wants us to do. There's something out there now. If you can't do nothing but cherish some weary traveler on the way.
Amen.
But rather than do that, some of us would go way around on one side and some would pass him on the other. If it's going out the way to get out of the way of somebody that need you. We won't hand somebody a cold drink of water if we can help it.
Amen.
And it's the Christian's duty to do all they can while they can.
Amen.
As long as they can.
Amen.
You know, God loves praise.
Amen.
In the beginning, he made all this music. He put it in there.
Amen.
Yes, he put it in there, all of it. He put it where we could get it in the years to come, which we're getting it now. I can just see him now in the beginning, between the fifth and the sixth day,
yeah.
the evening and the morning.
Yeah.
Yes. Getting man together after everything else had done come and done been fixed out and sermoned and scheduled and such. He began to work out the boss man of the earth. And he wanted some creature to praise him. Give him praise. Mm-hmm. I think the birds is doing a nice job.
Yes. Yes.
Because they praise, they sing. Now, whether they're singing to God, that's their language.
Mm-hmm.
But you hear them singing cheerfully.
Yes.
Everything of its kind mm-hmm. is giving some kind of reaction
yes.
to its creator.
Mm-hmm.
We ought to be willing to do that.
Amen.
Just like these young men here, we ought to be willing to do something mm-hmm. in the sight of God
mm-hmm.
to let the world know
yes.
that I honor my creator.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's nothing too much that excels the songs of Zion.
Amen.
Because when no doubt he sat at his bench that he called out from nowhere
mm-hmm.
and began to work with anatomy,
mm-hmm.
went down into vocal cords. And set them in tune with all the music.
Mm-hmm.
The angels was already singing.
Mm-hmm.
Because he had made the heaven and the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And he had fitted everything to its place.
Yes.
And then when he went to working in the anatomy of man, that is in his system.
Mm-hmm.
That is in every crevice of his body. I believe that there's no greater part that he could have played when he made the vocal cords.
Mm-hmm.
When he made the vocal cords, he put them in tune
yes.
with every note this side of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Even the air, he could draw it out of the air.
Yes.
When we are born, we can hum.
Mm-hmm.
We can begin to tune up our vocal cords
yes.
to sing praises unto God.
Yes.
Because God loves to be praised.
Yes.
And when you can do it in song, you're doing a great job.
Yes.
David praised God every day.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, while he was on the scene, he said, let everything
yes.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
And we are short of our portion sometime, we think. We are not privileged, no doubt, in our mind to sing
mm-hmm.
Like others can sing.
Yes.
But we ought to be willing to sing at our best.
Yes.
God will tune you up after a while
yes.
if you just put it in practice.
Yes.
You know, you just don't come out singing your best at the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You got to learn what God fixed it in there for.
Yeah.
You got to learn how to use it.
Yeah.
Because you wasn't there when he fixed it for us.
Yeah.
You had to wait until your time comes.
Yeah.
You had to get trained in with the tune.
Yeah.
Somebody come up way sometime later with amazing grace.
Yes.
You know the heart taught them how to sing.
Yes.
Because the condition that surrounded them sunk in the home of his soul.
Yes.
And that was the very tune of amazing grace.
Yes.
It come out of a troubled heart.
Yes.
It come out of a troubled mind.
Yes.
It come out of a longing home there where somebody
yes.
wanted to go on with God.
Yes.
He said, no doubt hymnology picked it up. He says, grace.
Yes.
Yes, it was grace
yes.
that taught my heart to fear.
Yes.
And grace
yes.
my fear relieved.
Yes.
Through many dangers, toils, and snares.
Yes.
I've already come.
Yes.
'Twas grace.
Grace.
Yes, grace.
Yes.
That brought me safe this far.
Yes.
And grace will lead me home.
Yes.
And many other songs.
Yes.
Out of the depths of our heart.
Yes.
How great thou art.
Yes.
Setting us in time with the music.
Yes.
I saw him one morning.
Yes.
Going through the ice.
Yes.
And listening at the birds sing.
Yes.
And he come down to his choice product.
Yes.
He made him after his own self.
Yes.
You know that's a great choice.
Yes.
Filled his bosom with music.
Yes.
And a go ahead mind.
Yes.
Set his vocal cords.
Yes.
In tune with his troubles.
Come on, God. Yes.
The situation always existed.
Yes.
Where a man would sing out of his soul.
Sure.
The trouble around him.
Yes.
Would give him the tune of it.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
When you hear somebody singing,
yes,
you can tell by it.
Yes.
Whether he's troubled, or whether it's from the Holy Spirit,
yes,
or whether he wanted to get somewhere.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
But this morning,
yes,
this morning,
yes,
everybody sing.
Yes.
Like you're glad.
Yes.
David said, come before him.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
With singing.
Yes.
Be glad in the morning.
Yes.
If you're able to sing.
Yes.
Be glad in the noonday.
Yes.
If you're able to sing.
Yes.
Whether you're in trouble.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
You ought to sing, church.
Shut up.
He said, way back there.
Yes.
Let those refuse to sing.
Yes.
Don't know nothing about God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You ought to know him.
Yes.
You ought to know the Creator this morning.
Yes.
If you know how to sing.
Yes.
You ought to know him.
Yes.
Cause you sing about him.
Yes.
You ought to know him.
Yes.
Cause you talk about him.
So
Amen. Everybody,
yes,
that got breath in them,
yes,
ought to be able to sing this morning.
Yes.
You may not sing,
yes,
like the angels,
yes,
but sing anyhow.
Yes.
You may not be able,
yes,
to read or know in the world.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
But sing on.
Yes.
Sing on.
Yes.
Talking about meet me at the river.
Yes.
I want to sing.
Yes.
At the river.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes,
somebody said, well, we're packing up, leaving here.
Yes.
One by one.
Yes.
Crossing over.
Yes.
One by one.
Yes.
Somebody.
Yes.
Somebody,
yes,
need to get ready this morning.
Yes.
Need to go to packing up.
Yes.
What will you pack up this morning?
Yes.
So we can meet you at the river.
Yes.
Well, some say I'm carrying with me,
yes,
for consolation on the highways and byways. Amazing grace.
Yes.
Some said, well, I'm going to carry old him.
Yes.
Spirit of God, well,
yes,
done.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Some say, well, an evil arm,
yes,
I took to life.
Yes.
When all my shame and fear, when this new object struck my sight,
yes,
stopped my wild career,
yes,
I turned around,
yes,
with a new song in my mouth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Everybody.
Yes.
Everybody.
Yes.